We need men with moral courage to speak and write their real thoughts, and to stand by their convictions even to the very death. Robert Greene Ingersoll.
Inconceivable!
Will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary?
Is there air? You don't know!
And now, a yak.
Yak?
Hey, don't touch that dial. You found Secular Yakking.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Amy.
After years.
Many years of yakking at each other.
We're here to yak at you.
So sit back and enjoy the yakking.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Hope you had a wonderful week.
Hope so. Better than ours, anyways.
Much better than ours. Hopefully you had a way better than ours.
Yeah, we've kind of had the week from hell, I guess you could say.
Yeah. Trying to move your mother.
Yes. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it really stinks when we have to move my mother and he has to sit there and watch everybody do everything and he can't help. I can't even begin to tell you how frustrating for him that is, because he's usually the one that leads the whole thing and all he can do is just sit there.
Yeah, it's very, very frustrating. I can't even tell people what to do because I can't see what they're doing.
Right. Or he likes to organize the truck and, you know, the whole nine yards, and he didn't get to do any of that, let alone help. And it's very frustrating. So he's been kind of in the downy dumps this week when you had time to contemplate. Well, I don't say you had lots of time. I've been the one running around like, I'm so exhausted. Oh my God, I'm so exhausted.
And then we get in here and all my crap is just, I got cables broken and
it's just, and nothing's working right. I swear when it rains, it pours, truly. But
anyway, I think the studio's back up and running.
For the most part. I mean, is the sound still fixed or is it still?
It's still weird.
It's what it is, I guess. So it might not be the best sounding of shows, but whatever. At least there's a show.
Anyways,
that's enough of our whining.
All right, so we have Twitters.
Okie dokie.
We have Nate and PentecostalPeril.com, which is a new podcast of some ex-Pentecostals.
Oh.
Might be
very
interesting.
Cool. Yeah.
Might be interesting.
Yeah. Ouch, sorry. I'm not with it. I'm like so tired. I can't even focus on what I'm supposed to be doing.
Well,
so this show's going to be a little cattywampus.
No, it's going to be a lot of cattywampus.
Is that a word?
Yeah. Close enough.
All right. Okay.
We did get a voicemail from our good friend, Jonathan Ariola.
Hey, honey, come on.
It's right there. It's right there.
You
Jonathan.
Know who the voicemail was from? What is wrong with you?
I know. It's Jonathan Ariola from Too Deep, Too Fast podcast.
I'm not even going to go there with
TDTF.
That name.
So yeah. Let's play a voicemail.
Okie dokie.
Hello, you two lovely people. Listening to your most recent episode. And I keep remembering how bad people are at statistics. Because you think, okay, if the end of the apocalypse thing is supposed to happen when, one, people are or, two, several natural disasters happen within a close period of time, and three, general confusion based on culture. If you look at human history, that's been pretty much always. So we're almost always at war. We're almost always having cultural upheaval. We're almost always in some state of confusion due to the changing of technology. There's almost always some tsunami, an earthquake, a fire going around in the world. And now due to the fact that we have a global, you know, news system, damn your phone! There we go. Sorry, I was interrupting myself. So, yeah, now that we have the global system, then it's probably because of that that we think that all this is connected together. So it's just to be in perpetuity because people are bad at math. Anyway, there you go. Hope Denise's doing well. Bye-bye.
He is so interesting.
Person. And that was actually a very true statement.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
People just don't they get all the hits.
Well,
and they discount all the misses.
Well, and you know, it is true that it's always been that way, and even we tend to forget from time to time that it's always been that way, it's still that way, and it's probably always going to be that way.
Yeah, because occasionally you ask me, you know, is there really more of this crime, or are we just seeing more of it? And we're just seeing more of it.
Yeah.
It's being exposed more for whatever it is.
Well, yeah, especially with everything is so worldwide known now versus, you know, way back when. And,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
And whatnot. Yeah.
Yeah, the whole predicting the end of the world crap, it's just insane.
That's just silly.
Yeah. Speaking of the end of the world.
Okay.
Roy Moore won the Alabama primary.
So it is the end of the world.
Might as well be. I mean, just what we need, another theocrat and who ignores the Constitution.
I was going to say, refresh me on this dude.
Roy Moore, he's their permapotter, right?
okay.
So he was kicked off the bench for ignoring a court order to remove the Ten Commandments. Oh. He was Supreme Court Justice of Alabama.
Okay.
Right? Then he was reelected. Then he was suspended for ignoring or for telling magistrates not to perform same-sex marriages after the Supreme Court said it was legal.
Oh, okay.
So he was suspended for that permanently. Right. So he can't be Supreme Court Justice anymore. So he said, you know what? I'm going to run for Senate.
And they elected him.
Well, he's not elected yet. He won the primary. He still has to go through the general.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But he beat out all the other Republicans.
Which says a lot just with that alone.
Yeah, you know, we talked about this last week with his opponent was our Potter winner.
Oh, okay. So I don't remember anything.
And this guy's, and Roy Moore's actually worse than his opponent was. His opponent was just corrupt.
Uh-huh.
Just corrupt.
But there's so much more than that.
Oh, man. But there you go. So it's going to be Roy Moore, probably going to be the senator from Alabama, because Alabama's stupid.
That's not nice.
Okay. How many times have they elected this guy?
Well, okay, people who don't agree with it really need to get out and vote.
Yeah.
But the problem is there's probably more that agree with him.
Oh, yeah.
Which probably is the problem.
Yeah. Just insane.
Yeah. It just sucks for people who don't agree with it. They're kind of like lost in the shuffle, you know?
I agree.
Anyways.
So, this week's a little different since, you know, we were doing so much moving. I didn't have a whole lot of time to prepare as much as I wanted to.
And with your little malfunction here, so we're kind of like winging this one, so it's going to be really bizarre.
Yeah, it's going to be.
And we have no Potter, people kind of thing.
No, we do have some jerks to talk about, though.
Okay, that's not unusual.
And that would be Mythicis Milwaukee, which is a convention held in Milwaukee. This was the fourth one.
I'll say you're going to have to fill me in on that.
So I'm limited on the amount of information that I actually have. I have some secondhand stuff that I've read, but this is my take on it. Mythicis Milwaukee invited some men's rights activists and some misogynists and some rape apologists to be speakers at their convention this year.
Okay.
Okay. One of them being Sargon of Akkad.
What a name.
It's his YouTube name.
I know.
His real name is Carl or something weird like that.
It's such a weird name. Anyways, go ahead.
Anyway, so these are very prominent YouTube atheists. They have a ton of subscribers, ton of followers.
Uh-huh.
But they're real jerks.
Okay.
So the people that I'm calling the decent atheist, you know, like Seth Andrews, Arn Raw, and a lot of others dropped out of the convention. They were supposed to be speakers. And they said, we're not going because you got this guy and we don't want to be associated with this guy.
Oh, they were going to be speakers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But there was one who said he was going to, well, actually two, but there was Matt Dillahunty. He said he's still going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then Thomas Smith, who was supposed to share the stage with Sargon, said he's going to go and he's going to do the talk.
Uh-huh.
Well, that talk did not go well at all.
Okay. Do you know how it went?
Oh, my. So I know bits and pieces because they haven't released the video yet.
Oh, okay.
But there have been little bits of video that came out here and there. People on their cell phones.
Okay.
And I've got some audio from one part of that.
Oh, do you?
I do.
Okay, good.
It is unjustifiable control. Okay, so let me finish the quote, and you can. I will, by all means, give you a chance to understand. So this is someone who's a woman, a sexual assault survivor, someone we all know, like she was public about that. It's in the news. And it's in response to a campaign to try to fight online harassment. And you saw fit to tweet at her, to say,
yes,
to her, I wouldn't even rape you.
Yep.
Because you're awful. Yeah, I think you're off.
Exactly.
That is an unacceptable thing to say to somebody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
disgusting. What? That's behavior that should be good. Okay. And everybody cheering, everybody who is a part of the fight, you have signaled to the women in the movement, you do not give a shit about using.
Okay,
so that's all I had.
I want to
translate
a little.
So Thomas Smith was talking to Sargon, and Sargon had at one point tweeted to a sexual assault survivor who was also a British prime minister.
Mm-hmm.
He literally tweeted, "I wouldn't even rape you."
Because she's not worthy of it? Worth it? Worth the time? I don't understand.
So the thing was, they wanted to be able to put out, this is my opinion of it. They want to be able to put out a rape threat without putting out a rape threat. Because they can get in a lot of trouble for saying, I'm going to rape you over Twitter, right?
Okay.
But if you say, I wouldn't even rape you, because then you're saying, I'm not going to rape you.
Uh-huh.
Right? Then you can't get in as much trouble. Because you're saying you wouldn't. You get it?
Okay, so
basically, to me, it's a rape threat that's veiled behind, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't even know.
Now, to me, I got it as an insult.
It is an insult.
Not just a... I actually didn't see it as a rape threat. I saw it as, you know, like your grades, you know, your school grounds kind of, you know, you're so ugly, I'm not going to even bother doing this, you know.
Right.
That kind of an insult.
But
or...
here's where it gets to be a rape threat. Okay. If you were worthy, I would rape you.
Well, that's also what I took from that.
Exactly.
Because you're not worth my time because you're so whatever. If you were, then this is where I would go with this.
Exactly.
That's what I took from that.
Right. That's what I got from.
And the audience was cheering.
The audience cheered that. And in the video, this guy's like, hey, look, these people agree with me.
Whether it was a threat for, you know, possibly wanting to, or an insult for saying you're just not worth my time for some reason or other. Either way, clapping for either one of those is horrendous.
It's horrible. And this is one of the things that's going on in the movement right now. And generally, I like to stay out of these configurations or whatever the hell they are, right?
It's little tiffs.
Right. I like to stay out of them because I generally like to stay neutral.
Uh-huh.
It's what I do. It's what I've always done. But in this situation, I can't. If we have conventions that are intentionally inviting these types of people, and then when they're told this, we're not going to, that the general population doesn't want these types of people at the convention, and they still continue.
And what was the convention for?
It was the Mythicists, Reason, Skeptics in Milwaukee.
Okay.
Right. It's basically an atheist convention.
Okay.
Right. And the problem is, even when they're told that the general population doesn't like these people,
uh-huh,
they keep them. Right. They would rather
as speakers
uh-huh, instead of saying, "Hey, we understand. We want to respect diversity. We want to respect. We want people to feel safe at our conferences." But they didn't.
Okay.
They kept rape apologists.
Even
at
when the other speakers who were vowing to back out.
Yeah, even when they
backed, would prefer to just keep.
They would prefer to keep this guy, okay, Sargon of Akkad, than to have Seth Andrews.
Because I guess I'm not for either. I mean, like you said, try and stay neutral. As far as it's for, you know, atheism, and they're both atheists, but I see what you mean as far as he's just nasty.
Right. And that's where they're just...
Where do you draw the line? Because they're still going for an atheist conference and they're atheists.
Right.
But they have kind of different opinions, different off the wall that most people don't agree with. Do you shush them up because you don't agree with it? Or where's the line where they're just basically inhumane, and
right,
that's where you draw the line,
right,
kind of thing.
And that's kind of what I'm talking about. So, and I don't have a problem with differing political opinions at atheist conferences. I don't have a problem with differing ethical opinions, mm-hmm, right, on most things. But when you have rape apologists and men's rights activists like this who have said things like this, and they don't even care the damage they said with these things,
right?
No. Right. Then women in the audience may not feel safe because followers of people like this guy,
mm-hmm,
are generally way worse than he is.
Yes, and they don't think when they're saying, you know, when any talking head is up on any stage saying anything, they don't think about what their actions and their words are going to ensue from someone who's watching them
exactly.
that may not be in a good mental state. You know, maybe they think they are speaking it, but not thinking, hey, you know, there could be someone out there in the audience that might not be and go and act on this. And not just for this rape apologist, I'm thinking of a few other talking heads I've heard that's incited violence, you know, go beat up this protester, you know, right. that kind of thing. And then someone in the audience goes and kills a protest, you know, right. things of that nature. I think as talking heads and speakers and whatnot, they really need to think about, you know, what kind of repercussions could be had from what you say.
Right.
And part of the problem with that aspect, if he's just a dick of a guy, he's not going to give two shits.
Right.
So,
yeah, I mean, we can have our atheist conferences, right? I don't have a problem with that, but I don't think I'm in that movement now.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't think if we are going to keep people like this in our movement, mm-hmm. right? As atheists can be anything. It doesn't...
Atheist is just a definition, does right. not believe in a deity. That's it. Done.
Right. So I don't think I can fully be a part of a movement that has those type of people in it.
Okay, right? But, and as we had discussed earlier, is this atheist, you know, this whole thing, is it even a movement in general?
And that's just a thing.
I mean...
I would much rather promote secular humanism mm-hmm. than just straight out atheism, because atheism is literally just not a belief in God.
Yeah, to me, it's just a definition.
And that's
it's
another
not...
part of the problem. We've gone... from conferences that used to just talk about religion and lack of belief in God, and now there's so much else injected into these conferences.
Well, and it's like, I don't know, it just seems everything in human nature, you go from one extreme to the other before you can ever get the pendulum back in the middle.
Right.
I mean, you go super too much religion to no religion and mass chaos and just behave in any manner, it doesn't matter, rules or whatever, anarchy basically. And then for, you know, the few that find the middle, which to me, in my opinion for myself, is more along the lines of humanism.
Right.
I feel that's kind of the middle ground. You're an atheistic humanist. It's what I kind of see myself as,
right.
a secular humanist, you know. I don't need to believe in a deity. I don't believe in a deity, but yet I've got some, you know, moral grounds that I go by that I would never, I'm not a guy, but I would never behave or even say something like that to anyone. I mean, it's like too much, too little. I mean, it's like, my God, people, get a happy medium here. It's
yeah.
hard.
So yeah, yeah, like I said, I have no problem with the atheist conventions if they're concentrating on atheism.
Right.
Right. But if you're going to concentrate on atheism and morality and ethics, then we got to talk about, is this a humanist conference?
Right.
That's, right? Because that's uh-huh. a totally different thing. And I expect morality and ethics at a humanist conference.
I was going to say, if you're going to what's specified as a humanist conference, you wouldn't expect a speaker like him.
Right. And absolutely not.
Whereas that's what I was going with before. This is an atheist conference,
right,
meaning atheists from both sides.
But the problem is, they weren't just talking atheism at this conference. They were talking about this sort of stuff. This stuff doesn't belong at an atheist conference.
Yeah, what does that have to do with atheism?
Exactly.
What was his whole point on coming on speaking?
He was a discussion with Thomas Smith.
Okay, but who is this guy?
So Thomas Smith.
No, not Thomas, the other,
Sargon
the jerk
of
guy. Yeah, what is his deal?
I don't remember.
I mean, because when you bring a speaker on, you bring them on because they're in this area.
Right. I don't remember what it was because everything changed.
Oh, okay. That's what I was wondering.
Yeah,
what was the point?
I've never actually seen any of his videos, and I have no intentions of seeing any of his videos after what I've heard about what he says.
Well, that's what I was just wondering. What was his, part of expertise, I guess you could say, as to his purpose for being on
yeah, I don't
a speaker?
Know. I don't know, and I don't really care.
Sorry. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. Nothing seems to be staying on focus, I guess.
Yeah, it's getting really frustrating. Because I want to go to these conferences, right? But I don't want to go to conferences where we have to deal with people like this.
Well, and at the same time, you know, we had just been discussing before, we're seeing kind of like two different directions of you know, atheist. You know, you've got ones that are more kind of geared towards that way. Then you have ones that are geared a little more towards, you know, the morality, humanist type behavior way. You know right. what I mean? And I know that sounds funny, but I kind of, every time, you know, the atheists that are a little more harsh and whatnot, the word, I think of conservatives, actually. It's not what I mean to do, but I do, you know.
Well, a lot of them tend to act like evangelicals.
Yeah. They have just kind of too hardcore and
right.
we'll beat you up kind of thing.
Yeah, they're evangelical atheists.
Okay, that's weird, but yeah.
No, it's just that their views are so polar opposite to ours on things like social justice and equal rights and feminism and things like that. A lot of these guys are absolutely against feminism because they believe that men get an unfair shake in that.
That's interesting. And like I said before, atheism is just a definition. It's almost like it should be, you know, we're humanists.
Right.
And we don't really, you know, if someone asks, yeah, okay, we're an atheist, you know, our belief is atheistic, but that's not how we introduce ourselves. We're humanists.
Right.
And it's almost like they're atheist as well because they don't believe in a deity, but it's almost like you would think it would be another name for how their thought process and their belief and moral right. behavior is, because it's different from the moral behavior of, say, a humanist.
Yeah, and I don't know what that name is.
And there's no word for it right now. But as far as atheist, that's just a definition,
right.
you know, on your stance on a god. That has nothing to do with how you behave morally.
Right.
And a humanist behaves one way morally, and these other atheists that are more bold like that behave in a different way. So it's like, you know, you need a word for it. It's kind of what I'm thinking. It's just me.
Yeah, I would agree, but they wouldn't accept that word even
No. That's why I wouldn't. I don't believe you ever label anyone. They label themselves.
I agree.
So that's why I'm not saying any particular name, because it's not right to tell someone who they are.
Right.
You don't get to label someone.
So there's also another little aside to this, and that's the social justice warrior phrase.
Oh, okay. I've heard that.
So there's a lot of people who put down social justice warriors.
Mm-hmm.
They think we're, because I am a social justice warrior. I'm out there, and my point is, I'm out there fighting because other people can't.
Well, I was going to say, you have to define for.
Well, that's just anyone. The problem. To me, a social justice warrior who's someone out there and is willing to take the initiative to fight oppression of a minority group, regardless of the minority group.
Oh, but didn't it have something to do with, like, being online, fighting in that aspect of social circles things like that?
Right. It's more than just being online. It's being, when I yell at the guy in front of the store because of his transgender stance, that's being a social justice warrior.
Maybe not particularly the yelling part.
No, sure. I'm using my
I know.
My war face on that one.
You use the F-bomb on that one.
Well, yeah.
But still.
But that's to me, that's social justice warrior, right?
Yes,
being out there and taking the fight, being able, because I can, I'm using my white male privilege to make a difference for someone who can't.
That's a terrible statement.
But it's what I'm doing.
No, I know that, but your white male privilege. I know you're just using what's already out there, but the fact that it is able to be used is terrible. The fact that
it exists is terrible, which is why I am fighting so that I can't use my white male privilege anymore.
Right.
Right? I want everybody to have the same rights that I do.
And unbelievably, they're supposed to, and yet they don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. In this day and age, no less.
I know.
I mean, truly, it kind of blows your mind when you think about that.
So the Trump administration is destroying gay rights. They're destroying transgender protections. Jeff Sessions, our attorney general, just put out a brief that says bakers can refuse to bake a cake for a gay wedding. He agrees with the bakers.
They're undoing all the progress that has been made what they're doing.
And that's why I'm out there as a social justice warrior and why I'm proud to say I am.
And it makes me think, he's got, what, 3 more years? How much more is he going to screw up?
Right, because we need more people out there fighting. And fighting this oppression. We don't need more guys like Sargon Akkad of a cod.
Well,
making it worse.
Well, that's just the thing. More like them and more of, you know, the Republicans who are way out there and violent and whatnot. You're seeing it everywhere more and more. It's just getting, I don't want to say out of control, because yes, it is out of control, but that's not what the word I'm looking for. It's almost becoming the norm, you know, and
right.
And it's frightening because we still have 3 more years to go.
It's before... not that it's not becoming the norm. It's
you're right. It's not the norm. We're
exhausted of fighting.
It's too much.
It's so overwhelming. We don't know where to focus.
It's kind of, yeah. And everything's scattered all over the place right now.
Right. I mean, when you start opposing stuff Trump does, I mean, it's a daily battle, which what are we opposing today? Right. I don't know. What did he say this morning?
Well, that's the other problem. Oh my God, that man!
Who did he attack this morning?
Opens his mouth every day, all day.
And that's why I will continue to identify as a social justice warrior, because we need more of them out there. We need people willing to stand up to Methodist Milwaukee.
I agree.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you know, generally in social circles, I have stayed neutral, but I don't think I can do it anymore.
Well, I've noticed as you've gotten older too that you're not just staying as neutral as you once were.
Well, that and there's some things going on where I don't have to stay neutral anymore.
Okay.
And that'll come out later. We're not going to talk about that right now. That's some stuff down the road.
Okay. I'll probably find out after we're not on the mic. So, I get to know. Actually, it's probably something you've already told me and I totally forgot already.
That's exactly what it is.
I was going to say, I guarantee you've already told me.
Anyway, that'll all come out later.
No, that's whatever.
That's fine.
But no, I mean, but I, you know, like I said, you know, as you get older, and I think it's probably for anyone, you start getting to a point in your life like, you know, I don't give two craps. I'm going to say what I want to say. I've lived long enough to earn it, or, you know, whatever. And you go through life experience and, you know, you don't have to be as silent. Like when you're younger, you're trying not to rock the boat or something. And as you get older, you're less concerned with rocking the boat, you know?
Yeah, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
So that's where I'm at. And that's part of why I do the podcast.
Right. And I think this show was just off the cuff. So don't expect it to be a normal type show. It was just let's just sit down and yak for a while because we have nothing scheduled. We had nothing planned. And I think it wasn't too terrible. Might have not bored anyone too terribly.
Well, we'll see.
Anyways, I think I'm done.
Yeah, that's all yakking I got for you right now.
I got so much more to do, so we'll yak again next week.
We always like to hear your feedback, so leave us a voicemail at 704-802-YAK or an email at podcast@secularyakking.com.
More input.
All comments are welcome. We like to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly. You also can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Google+.
If you like our show, head over to your podcast directory of choice and leave us a 5-star review. If you really like the show, support the show on our Patreon page.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And we'll be back next week with more yakking to please your eardrums.
Bye-bye, boys!
Have fun storming the castle!
Think it'll work?
It would take a miracle.
Bye-bye!